Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Song America, welcome to the Von Wiehunt Show, epic episode 149 tonight, the Trump indictment trick, the show theme with a start date of April the 6th, 2023. Now tonight is a little bit different. We've had some technical difficulties in the studio at Valhalla Studios here in the mountains of Arizona, and we have transported the show tonight to an undisclosed internet cafe somewhere here in the Phoenix Scottsdale area. And you might hear some chatter. You might hear some people coming in and out. We're in a very tight corner of the coffee shop, and we're safe and secure. This is our temporary bunker tonight. We'll be broadcasting to the nation, to the world. We have to fix some audio and some video and some wiring there at the studio, just some basic routine maintenance. But it's also part of like an area-wide power outage that this area incurred a few days back. So there's been many residential homes and businesses around here that have been out of power. So go figure. Anyway, this is our improvisation show tonight. And so if you hear some background chatter, that's the reason why. You'll know why. You might hear some music. You might hear some people talking. Again, this is a very large, expansive area. We're in a very tight-knit part of it, away from the crowd, away from the fray, so to speak, away from the Democrats walking in. Just kidding. So welcome to the show, and we're past April Fool's date. We have many fools in Washington, D.C., many fools in the Democrat Party. And tonight, like no other, we will take some calls. Now, this show will be a little bit shorter than normal because we've got to adhere to the closing guidelines of the store. So it will close in exactly 10 hours. We may go a few minutes over, but we won't go our normal 2 hours and 30 or 40 minutes. If for any reason we get interrupted during this show, stay online, stay at your post, do your duty, and don't worry, we will come right back to you. So there may be some internet interruptions, hopefully not. There may be some glitches here or there. Again, I've used this before, this area, and ones like it for work and whatnot. So it's not really a studio per se, but it's a makeshift temporary studio that we are going to be using tonight. Well, for our new listeners, just know that this is your pirate radio station, underground radio at its best, cult radio for America and the world. We broadcast coast to coast and in 27 countries. We are highly sought after around the world. People fight for our bandwidth, and we're very popular. We've heard on military bases around the world as well. Well, tonight, like no other, there's a lot of news that's going on. We'll get to all that. I am the dramatic warlord, General Von Wiehunt, at your service, America. I will show you the way. I will let you know where you've gone wrong. It must be fun being a rhino talk radio host. Because think about it. These guys, I heard several this past week. You just show up. You tout maybe a pillow commercial or maybe a medical commercial. You get paid millions of dollars. And you sit there and you really don't do much of anything. And you just talk for a couple of sentences. And then you routinely go into a commercial. And then you talk about your life, what you had for lunch, where you grew up for like an hour. Come back, another commercial. And you're talking again about a couple of headlines that made the RNC talking points. And that's the gig. It's a great gig. I really don't blame those guys on one hand because they figured out a way to beat the system. They're going to pay a lot of money, big salary, notoriety. They're invited to all the conservative forums, talk shows, Fox News. They're on every panel. They show up. They write books with pseudonyms. Ghostwriters. Must be great to be a rhino talk show radio host. Wow. They bring up the little pet projects that they're in. They really don't say a whole lot. They have some zingers. They have some very clever lines. They, you know, I kind of smirk when I sit there and I will listen to them for a little bit. I have to. It's my job, not yours. But, must be wonderful. Just wake up, roll out of bed, get your big check for like 200 grand. It was just mailed to you by the studio. You know, be a hack for some products and talk about a few things. So about one half of their show is commercials and conjecture. Maybe a few zingers and one-liners. The other half of the show is more commercials and more psychobabble, more RNC talking points. And it must be great to have that kind of a gig. I mean, maybe in my next life I'll go for that kind of a gig where I just, to hell with the truth, to hell with what's really going on inside America, to hell with our border, just talk about it. Don't really do anything about it. Just go through the motions of life. Just talk about things. Nothing to get upset about. You bring it up. It's a talking point. You move on. Oh, you got a pain in your shoulder blade or your kneecap? Take this pill. Oh, what, you want a good night's sleep? My God, you're on the wrong pillow, for God's sake, or the wrong bed sheet, or the wrong comforter. And by the way, I like the MyPillow guy. He should sponsor my show. Mike Lindell has got a great rapport with President Trump. And we'll get into all that in the indictment. But I just thought that was my candid observations this week, listening to a few shows, a few national shows. My favorite one is the guy that talks about his lunch. Again, great people. Nothing wrong with them. I get it. They got lucky. They got handpicked, selected. They're getting paid millions of dollars to endorse products and show up. And, hey, it's a good gig if you can get it. I never fault people for bettering themselves and bettering their lives. Don't get me wrong. You're not hearing any jealousy from me or anything of that nature. I am not a jealous person, but I am a very observant person. So I have observed a lot of that before, and I find it just humorous, kind of funny, kind of snarky on my part. I'm sure you've noticed it too. You leave those shows thinking you just ate a hamburger. It fills you up for about an hour, and then you're back to being hungry again for more, and a thirst for more knowledge and more intel. Well, a lot of you tried to get into the Bachelor show two nights ago, and we had complete no internet in the studios. We had lights on, but we had no internet to broadcast that show. We're going to reschedule the Bachelor show probably next week, and we'll announce that and let you know. Watch my page on Gab for that announcement. But again, I was chomping at the bit. I was ready to go. And then boom, we had no internet, couldn't broadcast over the open airwaves. And that was that. But a lot of you called in and emailed me about that. We have a lot of listeners to that show. Again, we will redo the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy next week, more or less. So stay tuned. Well, we have a big show for you as always, America. You know that. And so glad everyone's here tonight. And what would the world be without the Von Wien show? I have no clue, but I do know it would be a much darker place. Dramatic gothic music for the show. Wow, I love that. Battle music. Battlefield music. Well, just my observations of Trump. I like his swagger walking into the New York DA's office. Oh, I like the way he presented himself. Look, if the world's crashed in all around you, which it often does in life, you can learn some lessons from Trump. I'm not making him a deity. He's not my God or Messiah, so don't take it the wrong way. But I give credit where credit's due. This guy has been beaten up in the press, beaten up internationally. He walked in there, and I thought his walk in there was pretty good. Pretty stoic, actually. Just sort of waltzed in and did his thing and, you know, waltzed out. Didn't show any emotion. All the press corps wanted their little soundbite. And I agree with Trump. I wouldn't have said anything to that New York scumbag liberal Democrat press corps. And he didn't. I'm glad he didn't. Don't give them the satisfaction. He looked at them, glared at them, kept walking out. Sure. I mean, what do you expect the guy to do is clap like a seal? He did it right. Exactly how I would have done it. I would have walked in there slow, methodically, with swagger. He stared down the DA, they had said. Didn't show a whole lot of emotion. The press wanted emotion, did not give it to them. Made no statement. Did his thing grudgingly. You're forced to. You got a gun to your head. What else are you going to do? You got to fly in, eat crow, go in front of this kangaroo court, go in front of this kangaroo court judge and DA. This is a political move. It's all designed to stop Trump from running for office. It's all designed so the Democrats have got a talking point when they can say, but your guy's been indicted. Your guy's got felony counts. I saw it all on Twitter today. It's going right into place. It's their playbook. Every liberal writer on Twitter saying, but your guy's indicted now. See how it works, America? This is all they want. They want talking, arguing points against you and against your guy. Now, a lot of us voted for Trump, and I've proudly voted for him twice. I don't agree with everything he did. Don't get me wrong. My seat is wonderful. It's sliced bread. But he was the better choice in both elections, hands down. So I go with my gut. But again, what he did was spot on. The press corps was salivating, foaming at the mouth. They wanted a statement from Trump, statement after you've been arraigned. Trump said, screw you. I'm not going to talk to you guys. You're filth. You're scum. All you want is your little five-second soundbite for the evening news. No, you just looked at them, walked away. Perfect. I went, thank God. He didn't say anything. This is not the time for Trump to be Trump. It's time to fly in, get the hell out. A surgical strike. That's the way he handled it, which was brilliant. I'll give him credit there. The counts against him are all bogus. There is no underlying crime. It's not illegal in New York to pay people money to keep your name out of the papers. It's actually done every day in New York City. This black DA, the one Alvin Bragg, is making a mountain out of a molehill. He's trying to make a big name for himself. He's using Trump to make himself famous, to make money for himself. He wants to go on a book tour. I guarantee you he'll go on the talk show circuit. He'll resign as DA within a year in disgrace. Then he'll be lauded in the leftist media as the greatest district attorney the world's ever seen. He'll write two or three books. He'll get millions of dollars in cash from these New York booksellers who will front him the money, give him big, fat advances. You ain't telling you. He'll go on The View. He'll go on all these talk shows. And they'll think the guy's a wonderful man. They'll think he's just, oh, my God. He'll be lionized in the press. This is America in 2023. Told you before, up is down, down is up. They made the extreme mainstream in America and beyond. Canada, too, for that matter. Western Europe. It's all going down in flames. America is the Rome. We are the new Babylon. But this is what's going on. And I see right through it. This guy, he knows his case is worthless. It's garbage. He knows that. It's not about his case. It's not about any facts against Trump. It's about Alvin Bragg trying to make a big name for himself. So when this is all over, he knows I can drag Trump through the mud and get money out of this and then get fame out of this and get notoriety out of this. That's his end goal. That's the end game. Not about Trump's charges. They'll get dismissed by, I'm sure, some – when cooler heads prevail, put it that way. You get a sane federal judge who will say this is, or a state judge who will say this is ridiculous. It's not about that. He already knows that. It's about smoke and mirrors. It's about deception, deceiving the American people, getting you all ginned up against Trump. And the Democrats are lining up, foaming at the mouth. And also, the billionaire Democrat donor class wanted this. They demanded this. That's why they're doing it. So they said, we're not going to cut any more big fat checks to Biden or anybody until you guys find Trump guilty, until you arraign him, try to arrest him, try to do this, try to do that, and at least indict the guy, which is what they did. It's about money, money for the Democrat Party, money for Alvin Bragg, money for his cronies. Guarantee you how it's going to play out in a year. We'll be talking about this on the show, and he'll probably resign, and we'll talk about it. I'll say, I told you so. He wants to get out of being a DA. He wants to cash in Trump's name, enrich himself at Trump's expense and the American people's expense. What's so funny is the Democrats talk a big game of, we're for democracy. Trump's a threat to our democracy. But we're not a democracy. Democracies have never survived in the world. We're a republic, constitutional republic. So these guys like Alvin Bragg, it's like a big game of protecting America, your vote, our precious, precious democracy, right? BS. It's all more Bernie Sanders. It's all about him. Alvin wants to cash in on Trump's name. He also wants to do a number on what transpired. He wants to run Trump in the ground, make him look bad, and the Republican Party, of course. That's what's going on there. That's really what's going on behind the scenes. Everything else you've seen, all these news reports, all that is just smoke and mirrors, distractions. Like the Roman Colosseum, more bread and circuses for the people. It's all a political show. It's kabuki theater, political theater for your daily consumption. That's all it is. Nothing else. It's really going on, is what I just told you. They're out to get him. They want to disqualify Trump, of course, for running for the presidency. They're hoping that this indictment that can go to state, and they're hoping they can lobby and litigate and throw lawsuits at any state that wants to put Trump on the ballot, if Trump runs as an independent, or if he wins the nomination of the Republican National Party in committee. That's what's going on. They want this to stick. They're throwing 34 charges against the wall to see what's going to stick. Whatever sticks, whatever it is, it could be anything, they're going to run with it. They're going to run with it, man. The people that should have been brought in is Bill Clinton. He should have been arraigned years ago. Hillary Clinton should have been arraigned. Barack Hussein Obama should have been arraigned. They should all be sent to Gitmo. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. The list goes on and on and on. I'm telling you, I told you before that things do not bode well in America today. There's a lot going on. It's a lot of things that, you know, are out there that are not going well. The economy is tanking. Politics is a circus. People are getting laid off left and right. Things are not good on Main Street. Don't let them deceive you again. By the way, did you know that people are pulling money out of banks left and right in America? They're pulling money out of banks. They're hiding the money under their mattress, 1930 style. We see layoffs everywhere. Everyone I talk to in business will tell you it's not good. Whether you punch a clock, you work in a factory, or a sheet metal plant, or a hotel, or a restaurant. Maybe you're a blue-collar welder, bricklayer, contractor. It's a very hit or miss out there. And I'm hearing that across the board, across the land. So be ready, as I've told you before, for anything. Thing is we've got a lot happening, and you guys got to prepare. You got to be thinking about things and doing things, and get your place hardened, get your place fortified, and that's what you should be thinking about. Because when society unravels, it's not going to be nice. Now, we hope that never happens on my show. But I've always told you that civilization, what we see around us, it's a thin veneer, and it can be cracked or eroded at any time. Now, we've seen this before in Ferguson, Democrat riots, Portland, Chicago, D.C., and elsewhere. These riots can happen at the drop of a hat. And also, the violence, crime is going through the roof because the economy is bad. People are getting desperate, and they're doing a lot of things now. Now, ask yourself, if things are like that now, what's going to happen to me and my family, my friends, my neighbors, when things really go south, when things really hit the fan? Well, you should be thinking about that. I know I am.
Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehhunt Show, conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m.
Pirate Radio at its best, always the Von Wehhunt Show, growing by leaps and bounds.
So why don't we dive right in by interpreting one of the easiest events in the last 20 years of American history. Now, can someone tell me why in 1975 we pulled our troops out of Vietnam?
The failure of Vietnamization to win popular support caused an ongoing erosion of confidence in the various American but illegal Saigon regimes.
Is she right? Because I know that's the popular version of what went on there. I know a lot of people like to believe that. I wish I could, but I was there. I wasn't here in a classroom, hoping I was right, thinking about it. I was up on my knees in rice paddies with guns going up against Charlie, slugging it out with him, while pussies like you were back there partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to the damn Beatle album.
Hey, Professor, take it easy, will you? I mean, these kids, they were in grade school at the time. And me, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. But since you want to help, maybe you can help me. You remember that thing we had about 30 years ago called that Korean conflict, where we failed to achieve victory? How come we didn't cross the 38th parallel and push those rice eaters back to the Great Wall of China and take them brick and nuke them back into the Stone Age River? How come? Tell me why. Say it. Say it.
All right. I'll say it. Because Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards.
Good answer. Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Good teacher. He really seems to care. About what, I have no idea.
That's just a great movie scene from Back to School. The infamous comedian Sam Kinison and Rodney Dangerfield. Again, if you just tuned in, we are at an undisclosed internet cafe somewhere in the north part of the Phoenix Scottsdale area. We had some studio difficulties and some rewiring to do. So that's ongoing. Again, tomorrow we're going to be up and going for the weekend. And the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show will be re-aired and redone, because that we cannot air on Tuesday night. That's also a fun show, a lot lighter, of course. But we have a lot of people who love that show now, and they're like me. They're chomping at the bit to get into it. So that'll be fun as well. Look, folks, the war pigs are out there, aren't they? And I'll just tell you some headlines here of what's really going on. Israel is going to attack Lebanon. That's like the millionth time, right? Well, that's imminent. Did you hear about what the Russian deputy foreign minister said? That the United States has escalated past the Cold War and is now in a hot hybrid war with Russia. His words, not mine. Exact quote from what he said. Folks, we've got the Democrats, the clown show, the DNC running America, trying to get us into a war with Russia, which could turn hot. Hope it never does. But I'm hearing, so I had a friend of mine call me this past week, and he asked me, what the F is going on? And I go, listen, man, I'll tell you the truth. I have never heard daily threats from the Kremlin and the CCP in Beijing like I'm hearing ever in my life. When I was a young boy, we knew there was Soviet bear. We knew there was the communist Chinese panda throwing at the mouth, running around, right? But they never made these kind of threats against America, against our people, actively pursuing a course of destruction with the United States. Now, we're no saint here, America. We've done our bidding. We made our bid. We have to lie in it. We've got a $32 trillion debt out of control. Banks are imploding. The economy is not good. And yet we have an administration, you would think they would recoil a little bit and have a sane approach to foreign policy and not try to tip the balance sheet and get America into a debt-ridden war. But we all know that's what the bankers love to do, is get us into a war and the world into a war. But with these comments by our government, mainly by Russia and China, is amazing. Now, they've teamed up. If you haven't noticed, Russia and China have teamed up. And they promised to help each other out. Would not surprise me a bit at some point. They gang up on America. And could happen. Also this week we learned that there were Israeli-made cluster mortar shells were found in the Ukrainian armed forces. Surprise, surprise. My. When the big cat is away, the rats will play, won't they? My. Well, I told you China announced the naval enforcement is their word. It's really a blockade, they claim, of the Taiwan Straits. Ships are to be stopped, boarded, inspected. The U.S. says, no, you can't do that. Now, what's good? I told you before this is going to happen. I told you before years ago that the flashpoint of the war between China and Russia won't happen in Hawaii or Guam. No, China's got to figure it out. I hate to say it. I give them credit. They're going to bring the war closer to their shores. So their supply lines are cut in half, or virtually none. If they can get America embroiled in a war around the Taiwan Straits, South China Sea, all we said is the big flashpoint in the world. That's where they want it to go down. What's going to happen when they get to a U.S. naval destroyer under Biden? You really think that Biden has the balls to tell them to back off? We're going to fire at you? See, I don't. Trump would say that, but not Biden. Biden would say we allow the Chinese military to peacefully board our naval vessel, and they peacefully left, is how it will probably go down. Okay, that will happen a few times. And then at some point, China says, well, we don't want to peacefully board anything. We want to get you to pull the trigger, America. We want to get you into a fight. We'll surround them. They'll find a lone destroyer or ship out a wayward ship. And don't say it can't be done. We don't always sail the seas in formation. They'll surround it. They can even capture an American crew. Oh, I've war-gamed everything. Capture an entire American crew, pray them through the streets of Beijing, is my best guess of what the Chinese naval admirals, communist generals would do for propaganda purposes. They'd have them all in prison fatigues. They would say, if you don't do this or this, Washington, D.C., we will turn them over to our gulags in Mongolia, where they will be organ harvested. How about those apples, America? What are you going to do? What the F are you going to do? I have thought about it. Yes, but some of my mind thinks. I'm always wargaming these things. If I was China, that's what I would do. It's not enough just to fire at a naval ship. No, you want to milk it for every nickel and dime of propaganda that you can get your frickin' hands on for months. Can you imagine? The world would be laughing at our country. It'd have 100 American sailors being paraded around Beijing while they tell their communist people to throw garbage at them and tomatoes. Be the laughing stock of the world. That is what they want. First, win the propaganda victory. I sincerely doubt that our naval commanders right now, under this woke agenda, this woke administration, would have the rules of engagement. I think they'd call D.C., Biden, and I think that the people that I've seen up there have got no backbone. Very few are left. Now, there are some. We love the real patriots in our military. We love the real fighters in our military. They're still there, but they're being watered down daily. They're being kicked out daily. They're being forced out daily. China would do that. I will reiterate, China has announced official Beijing policy, naval enforcement, starting really today in the Taiwan Straits. It's the perfect place to do it, the perfect place close to China. If they do get into a big war with America, they're very close to all their supply lines and 1.4 billion potential soldiers. They could storm anything we've got out there. Don't forget, we're just floating by 5 or 10 naval ships, the American flag. They got 1.4 billion people with guns that they could give out if they needed to. It's a very dangerous situation. And don't say it'll never happen. Don't say it'll never happen. That's what Ukraine said. And look at them. People said, oh, Ukraine will never be invaded. Why, Putin's so nice. He's just putting 1 million troops on the border. They're doing maneuvers. I remember these people in Ukraine throughout the discos and the bars. And I don't blame them. Ignorance is bliss. They're drinking cocktails. And this is the eve of the invasion. I remember this one Ukrainian woman, a couple of them. Women are always the last to know. And they went, oh, this will never happen. Putin is bluffing. He's just bluffing. He won't do anything because we're a democracy. And we love NATO and America. But you love our money. You don't love us. I doubt that, seriously. Well, I go, now look at them. You're a damn war zone. Your own country's a war zone. So don't say that these things can never happen in 2023. We think we're so high tech. We're so sophisticated. We have this wonderful economy. And everyone's woke now. More BS. It's what the media wants you to think. Think for yourselves. I think for myself. The one thing that they hate about Generation X is we were taught to think critically. Reading comprehension. We war-gamed everything. Why? We were taught that way. And it was in our blood. All of our fathers were military men. Most fathers back then were in the real military. They went to Korea, Nam. I know that. My scoutmasters were Army Rangers, Green Berets. My coach was ex-Marine. My science teachers in middle school were, well, he used to talk about the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong they used to kill during class. Today, that would be grounds for immediate termination. My neighbors down the street, in the neighborhood, all had guns, arsenals. everywhere we moved to. I grew up on Air Force bases. But I went to public schools, too. And all the public school teachers were hardcore back then. A lot of guys would go into the military, get out, and become a teacher. So they wanted to teach the young of America about the world. And thank God I had those teachers when I did. Thank God I had real men who weren't gay or woke or trans teaching me and my brethren about the world and everything in it. And they did not mince words. They said, it's going down in your lifetime, guys. It's going down. We're telling you. I was told that. My God, they would reiterate that a million times. My band teacher was a captain in the Army. Pretty hardcore guy. My coaches were like that. I used to love to play baseball, football, track. I was faster than lightning. I could run so fast. I could run today, but nothing like I could when I was younger. Well, the news is amazing. You've got Robert F. Kennedy files to run for U.S. president under the Democrat Party. We'll see about that. You've got the IDF chief in Israel is ready to attack Iran, he said, and he does not need United States help. How about those apples? Is Israel going to launch World War III on their very own? You know, I put that on Gab tonight. I put it out there. Rein them in. They're trying to start another Middle East war. I already mentioned to you that the biggest loss of U.S. bank deposits in American history, you can write this down and write to your pastor and your congressman and your neighbor, was March of 2023. The biggest loss of U.S. bank deposits, people pulling out that fiat currency. Well, part of it is they're probably listening to the show. And I told them, you better spend the money while you still can. They're trying to implode our dollar. They're trying to devalue it. I told you guys years ago, buy the gear. Don't blow all your cash, but definitely be buying some things you might need for yourself. And in the meantime, you can always use it for other purposes. Well, there's also a bill in Canada to criminalize offensive remarks about, God forbid, transgender people, freaks, and $25,000 fine if you speak up in Canada. Thank you, Communist Premier Trudeau. Oh, yeah, that's going on. Unbelievable. And Biden admitted this week that he's using the indictment against Trump to make sure he never becomes president again. We told you, and we'll be back with more. We're going to get some calls, some politics, some conjecture, some war and peace, and geopolitics. It's all wrapped up in the Von Wiegand Show. We're so glad you're here tonight. Welcome to the show.
Superman, hey little sister, shotgun. It's a nice get to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Billy Idol, White Wedding. Oh, yeah, man. Excellent stuff there. Well, America, what are you going to do when they come for you? Think about it. Naval blockade of the Taiwan Straits. Big Chinese armada comes up to an American ship. And what do I always say on this show? America, your greatest sin is your weakness. Weak. Across the board now. You mean to tell me an American naval commander is going to open fire on the PLA, their Navy, being surrounded by 10, 20 Chinese ships with guns pointed at our naval destroyer or frigate or, God forbid, an aircraft carrier with 3,000 to 5,000 naval sailors on board? Really? Really? You think they're really going to do something about that? You think Biden's going to do something about that? Really? I don't think so. I'd be very, very surprised if we showed any force at all. Because in America today, they got rid of force. It's a kinder, gentler America. That's what they always wanted. Weak. Weakness reigns supreme. If you're weak, you're lauded in America. You're promoted. You're made it. You're in corporate America. You're put in charge of teams and units and divisions. They don't want strong white European men. They don't want any of that anymore. If you're a minority, if you're weak, if you're, you know, a woman who's a Democrat, if you're a liberal, white guy, what, they don't care. As long as you're weak and you follow the narrative and the media agenda and Democrat agenda, you're in like Flynn, baby. That's what they want. And the same goes true for our military. Same as holds true. I'd be very surprised if we did anything. The Chinese ship comes up. They board the American ship. Biden gives the okay for peace and tranquility. We don't want to ruffle the PLA's feathers. Let them board is my best guess of what they would do on our side. Hate to say it. Hate to say it. We'll get your calls and conjecture and your opinions about this. This is big. This is the biggest story of the week, and no one's talking about it but me. Oh, they're talking to you about distractions and Trump. That's a big story, too. But Trump handled himself very, very well in the DA's office. He did exactly what I would do. Walk in, walk out. Bada boom, bada bing. But this thing in the South China Sea is a much bigger story, much bigger implications. I think World War III, war with China, millions dead or thousands dead. God, can you imagine? Can you imagine if China got our crew in Beijing and marched them around in those Viet Cong-style pajamas and rotten garbage cups? I hope that never happens. We do not want that ever, ever to happen. But just think, that's what they want to do. Remember, this is all about China taking over the world, China taking over the Pacific Ocean, pushing America back any way they can. That's their goal. That's their stated operation, military agenda, geopolitical war map, is to push America back within our walls so far that they can easily come in someday and invade us. That sounds far-fetched to some, Red Dawn invasion. But the Chinese have said that is their agenda. That is what they plan on doing. So I take them at their word. I don't blow them off. No, oh, that they're just talking. They've had too many sake bombers over there in Beijing or something, or too much wine. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I've read their plans. I've wargamed them. I've studied them. Not a pretty sight, America. And no one's talking about it but this show, the Von Wiegand Show. I'm so glad you're here tonight. Let's get to a caller. Let's get to American Scotch in Wyoming. American Scotch, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm good, Von. I'm good. What a week. What a week.
No doubt.
I was going to, I thought I missed you Tuesday night. I was so busy keeping up with the news roll. And
you
keeping
nothing.
Up with all of these, I'm telling you, man, I mean, between Anheuser-Busch, between the Trump arrest, between Taiwan, I was posting as much as I could related to
you
Taiwan,
were.
China, related
I saw
to
that.
Russia, China. I'm telling you,
yep.
We are living
you and me are all over.
Unbelievable time. I can't believe it.
We
I
are.
Just can't believe the kind of material that you are having to cover. You don't have enough time. You could do an hour show, 2 hour show every day of the week. And
I know.
You wouldn't have enough
time.
Well,
we have people who want us to do that. And there's so much. I mean, I could do, easily a 2 hour show every night. And
easily.
If I can get the right sponsor, we'll do that. So if you're out there, contact
Absolutely.
The show.
Yep.
Yeah, let me
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let's do it.
It's necessary because, like when you opened up, I only got bits and pieces because I was in the middle of again of trying to surf this tsunami of news. But there's so much the punditry with Tucker and Hannity and Fox in general. Yeah, there's good bits and pieces in there. You got some good news with Tucker here and there, but you don't trust everything he says. And you know what a cush job that is. But there's always great money in peddling lies. You know, the truth people don't get paid jack, you know, it's always
right.
This way, you know, I mean, the biggest peddler of BS on the radio of all time is Howard Stern. What did he make? $500 million plus from the XM deal alone. I mean, it's just absolutely astonishing what our world, the state we're in, but you look at who has been feeding the brains of humanity. It shouldn't surprise us one iota. Really.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, it's just
I know.
What a week. I love posting that one video earlier of that guy. He looks like a Jersey, New York type of guy. And he just basically said, what other person on this planet is going to be able to turn himself in, get arrested, walk into a police station, no mugshot, no handcuffs, walk back out, jump on a plane and end up back at his home state, Florida, for dinner in the same day.
Yeah.
And you know,
his
what?
Mansion,
honestly,
Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. The mansion that rivals most presidential palaces in the world. But, I mean, the memes, somebody mentioned this, the memes that are going to come out of this, of him being, you know, flanked by cops on either side, it's going to absolutely be a complete boom for his presidential contributions. I mean, the Democrats think it's going to actually be, it's going to boomerang right on him. Somebody said half of the Democratic support hates the police, doesn't like law enforcement, so he's going to look like a gangster. It's going to absolutely, it's going to give him so much support in Black America, of all things. in the ghettos of the United States, they're going to say, yo, man, that's my homie up there. He's a gangster.
God.
He showed the man. I'm telling you, I'm blown away by this whole thing. We know we talked about this before Thanksgiving. You
That's
were talking
I read
about
it.
This before. We had Turkey on the and it happened, and it absolutely is working out to his favor. It's just mind boggling. It really
yeah,
is.
We
man.
Talked
I,
about
I don't
this
know.
In the fall. We had a special emergency broadcast. I can see the future. And I said, Trump's going to get arrested. Everyone thought I was crazy. No, never going to happen. I go, you wait. And sure enough, he's been technically arrested. He's been arraigned. And like you said, I mean, this has gone down. We're vindicated yet again on this show. How many things have we been vindicated on? I think we are 100% vindicated.
No, I was going to say.
And look, Trump is, look, he did – what any guy would do, he did his best. He went in there, did the deed. Now his street cred has gone through the roof. You're right.
Through the roof.
Street cred, he's got being the political gangster of America. Oh, my God. He's got $7 million in extra donations in the past week alone. Whether you love him or hate him, America, I don't care. I look at facts. It's amazing.
He actually hit 10. It's over 10 million now.
That's right. That's right.
That was as of yesterday morning this morning today or yesterday last night was 10 million and counting. It just keeps on rolling in. And
that's the only
way
that we can talk. Right. That's how America speaks. We give money.
That's it.
That's it. What you're hearing from is from Main Street USA. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, I was going to say, as a parallel to the Trump story, what do we got breaking now? At the same time, I posted this as well, and this wasn't some wild-eyed, off-the-reservation part or, Drudge Report or some wild blog. This was CNBC. This was Forbes. This was Bloomberg. Maria Bartiromo, of all people on CNBC or Fox Business Channel, whichever one she's working for, covered Barack Obama receiving illicit $30 million plus dollars from the CCP, and in addition to the guy that actually gave it to him, Leonardo DiCaprio. We got a tie into Hollywood, so we got pop culture. We got the young people paying attention to this headline because it's not just boring politics and money. It's actually one of their stars, one of their little beloved stars. And it's tying in that Barack Obama in 2012 took in money from the CCP. And what is in addition to that? He's looking to relocate. He's wanting to tuck tail and hide in his home country of Kenya. And that was reported in mainstream press as well. Folks, it is popping off. It is going down. Record fast time. If you're not on Gab, watching and reading Vaughn's posts and my posts, get on it. Get on Telegram because I'm telling you, you want the real news. You're not seeing a peep of most of these headlines in the major media. They're not even posting what happened to Deutsche Bank just this last week. They haven't mentioned it one time. Basically, the Bank of Germany is gone. It's going down. It's got zero, and nobody's talking about it. And like you said, same thing with Taiwan, China. I mean, take your pick, these headlines. It's unreal. Unreal. I'm just speechless.
That's one of the biggest news stories of this week is Taiwan and China. Trump is up there, no doubt about top two or three. But this story has got big implications for America and our military. And it goes into EMP strikes. I mean, how many times has Beijing said, we're going to nuke your ass, America?
Yep.
We're going to nuke you daily.
Yep.
And they've seen that with Russia. Yeah, I mean, the Trump thing is all political. We all know that. Alvin Bragg is the one who should be arrested, in my view. I said in the monologue, it's all about him ingratiating himself, making himself famous. He wants a book deal. He wants a TV show. He knows by dragging Trump through the mud, he'll make millions of dollars down the road. Because one thing I've always told you folks is that the Democrat Party, they take care of themselves. So if you're a leftist wacko like Alvin Bragg, and once you get done, he will resign. He'll have job offers. Oh, my God, from here to China. You know, they'll ask him to be on a Hollywood show. He paid millions of dollars to leave law. That's the best gig ever. You're a talk show host in Hollywood. Oh, my God. Then book deals come out. They'll pay you for appearances, speaker fees. The list goes on and on. That's how they take care of their own. They take care of their own. I've always said that.
That's true. I can actually – I'm going to go ahead and patent the name of his potential show in Hollywood. It'll be called the Fat Alvin Show. How about that? How about that? Fat Alvin and the worst legal advice ever brought to you by Pfizer, you know?
Hey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't call me Fat
Alvin. Have you
seen
those memes of Fat Albert and Alvin Bragg? They're hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious.
We make the best memes on the right. Yeah, they're priceless.
Oh,
they're hilarious.
They're demolished. Yeah, we are a meme factory, and this whole news cycle, I mean, ever really since you and I started talking in September, it's been nonstop.
Yeah.
It's been,
oh,
it's
I know,
been
man.
Full tilt boogie since August. We had the Queen's death. We had the Georgia Guidestones getting shut down. I mean, one thing after another, after another, after another.
Yeah.
I mean, you got President
there
G
is no
calling
end
for peace
to it.
Talks. No, it isn't. It isn't. And what's really
I love your
what's
phrase there. It's
Biden?
been full tilt boogies. Love that. That's a
oh,
good
it's
one.
True. I mean, honestly, I mean, it's getting to the point where we're kind of like spoiled kids, and we used to complain there was nothing going on, and now we're getting bored. There's so much
right?
going on. You forget.
Yeah.
You forget. I mean,
pick your
Taiwan
poison.
And
pick
China.
Pick your story. How
many angles does the China-Taiwan thing have? Let's take a look at it. Number one, you just said, just a blatant war risk right there, okay?
Right.
Just a blatant war risk. And then you got Xi saying that he wanted to actually start peace talks with Ukraine. So that's putting Joe back on the heater. He's in the hot seat again. What's he going to say? What's he going to do? It's putting Trump in the spotlight because Trump's already said, give me 30 minutes. I've got this thing solved. And we all know that ain't BS. He would solve that like that. No problem.
Right.
He'd get them all on a table. He would get them all situated, and it would be solved lickety-split. So right off the bat, we've got Biden roped into this. In any way, shape, or form, there's all sorts of ways this could go down. I mean, he's incompetent. He can't get the talks together, but she's suggesting it, so Trump jumps in. Trump jumps in, solves Ukraine, helps to solve the Taiwan thing, because let's face it, that's a Chinese island. Let them have it. It's theirs. It's Ukraine's Russia's. What are we doing?
That's right.
These countries off. That's like China or Russia coming in and taking over Puerto Rico. This is ours. This is ours, and screw you, America. What would we do? What would we do if Puerto Rico was taken over by the Red Chinese Army, and then the Russians came in and also took over Guam? That's ours now. Sorry, screw you.
Yeah.
They act like
it's still May of 1945. They act like we are the Allied victors and we rule the world. Well, that's how they are thinking. This is their template. What they fail to realize is we've grown weaker in the last 75 plus years, and we've talked about that on my show, and we've all talked about it. America is nothing what it used to be. Our military has been gutted. It's now woke, trans, gay. Our leaders are totally corrupt. Come on. I mean, now they've always been, but nothing to this level. I mean, payoffs from CCCP. You've got all this other crap going on. And they think Trump is the corrupt one. I mean, look at Hillary. Look at Bill Clinton. Look at Barack. Look at Chuckie Schumer. look at Pelosi. There's no end to the list, is what I'm saying. So those people are far more corrupt than Donald Trump. No one's a saint up there either. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, the world today is a powder keg ready to go off, and it may go off, and everybody may get their wish. We don't want that on my show, but I tell you guys to prepare for it as you do. And by the way, folks, American Scotch, you got a great Gab page, as he said. And I mean, I think you and I together are forging a whole new, like a underground Gab of just a lot of news and things that, and some entertainment too. I mean, just some things that are funny. I mean, I'll post some funny things once in a while. People have said, well, I like your postings because they're informative. You put in a lot of news, things I never hear about in the mainstream or the lamestream press. And they also say, you get some funny jokes and some funny memes. So I do a mix because I know a lot of it, to reach people, it's entertainment. You've got to entertain
Absolutely.
America to get to America.
Absolutely.
What are your final
Absolutely.
Thoughts, American Scotch? Yeah.
That's a good point. I mean, I was going to say, I think I remember it was right around the 08 meltdown before Bush handed off the country to Barack, where, you know, the majority of the country started getting their news, and this was a shocking headline at the time, but they were starting to get their news from guys like Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. It was comedy channels that was actually was actually telegraphing more truth than the regular news was, which was just all opining.
Yes.
And slamming the table and just bulging necks and people pissed off and yelling at each other, and you couldn't hear anything through the decibel level. And that's exactly what you got to do. Because, I mean, you know me. I can get fired up as all hell. But you can't get through to somebody by yelling at them and lecturing them. But you can get through
that's
to them
right.
by either asking the right questions or telling a joke. Because the humor, it disarms everybody. Their guards come down, and it stays with them, and they enjoy that, and they think about it, and they think about it, and they roll it over in their head again and again. And the thing that's so interesting right now, I'll just leave you with this one. You know, because China, Taiwan, that's going to play itself out kinetically, and that's going to be its own, you know, that's going to be 5 or 6 weeks worth of your program to talk about in and of itself.
Oh, yeah.
But this arrest, what this arrest has done, and there's a meme I threw up about this, is that now that he's been arrested, the precedent has been set. Now there can be an arrest of previous presidents like Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush, and nobody can gritch and whine and whinge and moan and get angry or riot or throw. No, 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 no. You people wanted your little arrest. You wanted your perp walk. You wanted to have this guy arrested. Orange man bad, you got it. But guess what? Now we got your guys in line, and that's what's coming next. Mark my words. Now, I had an interesting talk with a buddy of mine today. Who's going to be the next one? And that was the question. Will it be Obama? Will it be Biden? Or will it be George W. Bush? I don't know. Honestly, I think it's going to be Obama first. Because with Obama's arrest will come the inevitable decline and complete demolition of Biden because of the documents.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
Right.
And then I think George W. will come down after that. And, of course, that's going to solve all the 9/11 conspiracies. But, hey, man, I'll just stay tuned in, and we'll talk about this again. But I just wanted to weigh in on a record-breaking.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, and American Scotch, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. And a great Gab page again, folks. Go to American Scotch on Gab. And, yeah, we talked about the Trump arrest last fall, and here we are. Fast forward, America. We're moving straight ahead. American Scotch,
Amazing.
Thanks so much, and have a great night. It is.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir. You bet. Great call by American Scotch. We will get to many more calls here. We got a full roster tonight, and don't go anywhere. We shall return after some brief messages. So keep your crowd showing on, America. Your table's in the upright, locked position. I guarantee you that we shall return.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality. America has become a second-rate power. It's trade deficit and in fiscal deficit are at nightmare proportions. Now, in the days of the free market, when our country was a top industrial power, there was accountability to stockholders.
I call this next segment My Generation.
My generation got our driver's license at 14, had a job at 16, and moved out at 17. Your generation is still trying to define what a woman is and living in your parents' basement until you're 35. My generation grew up on uncensored everything. Your generation censors everything. My generation shotguns, rode dirt bikes, and went camping for fun. Your generation stares at your phone all day and dances on the internet in your sister's underwear. My generation knew how to make decisions. Important ones. Your generation can't even decide which bathroom to use. My generation wants the truth and the facts, no matter how uncomfortable they are. Your generation is so offended that the truth and the facts don't support whatever outlandish bull is floating around in your imagination that you've started labeling everything that you don't agree with as misinformation. My generation has two genders. Your generation has 89,347. And counting. My generation judges people on whether or not they're an asshole. Your generation judges people on race, weight, religion, sex, gender, financial standing, something that they tweeted 20 years ago in grade 8 when they were drunk for the first time. Your generation cancels everything you don't agree with. My generation doesn't give a f*** about the things we don't agree with. Beat it, loser. My generation fights for the right to party. Your generation doesn't fight, doesn't like having rights, and doesn't like to party. What the f*** is wrong with you guys? My generation is going to be able to handle the new music video that I'm dropping on Friday. Your generation is going to have a meltdown.
By Tom McDonald, very, very good. Here's a little truth.
You can't handle the truth unless you tune in to the Von Weehunt Show. That's right. He's no rhino. He's no paper-thin prosecutor standing in front of you in the courtroom. He's a real guy with real convictions, and he's got his own show on Thursdays on DarkSkyRadio.com, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Be there. Don't be a wimp.
I lost my way. Now I have to say.
Wow. By the Jackets. Love that. Are we wasting our time, America? I think we are. Let's get to the Gunslinger, and then we'll get to the Gladiator. We had a new caller from California who dropped off. If you're out there, call back the show at 563-999-3437. Gunslinger, welcome to the Ron Wehunt Show. How are you doing, sir?
Well,
live
just
on the air.
Watching the world go to hell in a handbasket to start off with. I have never seen so much craziness and BS in my entire life.
Isn't it?
Okay.
Isn't it amazing?
Crazy. The gunslinger is almost speechless. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-boggling. It's like something out of the Twilight Zone. Okay.
Right.
This prosecutor. I don't know, I like to say the words, ooh, I'm having to bite my tongue, is the most idiot, most dumb, you know what, nut case sack in the whole freaking world. What they're doing is a political witch hunt, is exactly what it is, okay? They have really no proof. And so what if he paid something, some chick off for a blowjob? What the hell? Okay.
Who cares?
What? Oh,
right.
Who cares?
That's right.
Okay. And then
isn't that what they said about Monica Lewinsky? Right? Right,
yeah,
Gunslinger? They all said during the Monica years, it's just sex.
That's
nobody
right.
cares. They don't care about Stormy Daniels. And I don't care if Trump banged her. I hope he did bang her. Who cares?
Yeah,
nobody cares. Right. That's what I say. Everyone on the street asks me, I say, nobody cares. It's just sex. So that should be your response to one, what everyone says. Who cares? Right. Blow it off. That's what they did to us. Fair is fair. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. It's not hurting Trump. Whether you love him or whether you hate him, I don't care.
Right.
It's not hurting him. It is empowering him. Okay?
That's right.
His numbers are almost through the roof now. He's raised $10 million or something. So
they created a monster.
There you go. They created a monster. He's raised, $10 million in less than 48 hours or something, 72 hours or something. Okay. And we ain't even got started in this one yet. Okay. Okay, like us. We see what's going on. And there's a lot of people waking up saying, there ain't no basis for this. The statute of limitations have run out. There's no evidence. There's no. It's just it's a witch hunt. And you know what? I think we ought to bring back the Salem witch hunts. And the first one to burn that stake, the damn DA. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put into this crap.
Yeah.
Said, it's going to come down to an economic collapse, a civil war. Or it's going to come down to a civil war, all right? or a race war, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the American people are getting fed up with this shit, okay? I see it all.
Well, they are.
I'm staring at 5 computers that I got right now. I can bring up any news feed in the entire world, okay? And the American people are getting pissed. I can see it. Put it on a graph, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going down. It's going up, okay? So what happens when it goes up? The pot on the stove is boiling. And if you stop that little it blows, not a hand grenade. That's what's going to happen. Okay. And if by some chance these idiots win, which I don't think they will, and Trump doesn't get in back into the office, we're going to have a civil war. Okay. Because that's going to be the blowing point in this situation.
Yeah, that's brewing, man. Brewing.
It's brewing.
Now, to add to your story, I'll tell you some. I hear a lot of things, as you know. I have a lot of people that contact me during the week, people that will never be disclosed. Anyone? Well, I know I call him the Romanian truck driver. So this dude is out there driving around America. Well, you wonder why, how do I have this intel? I have a lot of people who spy for the show. They send me intel. They tell me things. He told me that now just so you know, this is what's really going on, that the media will never report. that every truck stop has been to from California to Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania. He and I are in weekly contact. I want to know what's going on. He goes, all these truck drivers are talking. There's a lot of people that are getting that revolutionary spirit, and they're pissed off at what's happening. And some of those truck drivers, let's just say, have been asked to, you know, do this and do that. Can you bring this shipment over there? Can you bring this mystery shipment over here? Wink, wink, nod, nod. Now, I'm saying, just again, pure conjecture on my part, but I'm going to put it out there because, one, it's interesting, it's anecdotal information. I have no evidence of it, but I find his reports from the road, from the truck stop. He travels all from coast to coast. Very interesting. I'm trying to get a network of truck drivers, get more of them to, he's talking to friends of his that he trusts to give us more intel, more information about what's going on. And again, he also tells me about some of the fun things on the road, the things he sees. But he says a lot of truck drivers are royally pissed off, and they're watching this unfold. These are rough and tumble blue-collar guys, okay? A lot of them are vets. And so it feeds into what you're saying, and I'll leave it there. I'll leave it there for your imagination. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, the handwriting is on the wall, okay? Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure things that are boiling, things that are getting out of proportion, just like with President Trump. And, yes, he's still the legal president because Poopy Pants did not legitimately win the presidency in 2020. Sorry, didn't happen, okay? They cheated. So when you cheat, you're a freaking cheater, and you don't get the prize. So President Trump is still the legal president, okay? The true law, not the corporate bullshit, the true law, okay, that the founding fathers established, right? So based on that, you know, and like I said, they're going to continue to try to bash this man, okay? This president, President Trump, has probably been the most bashed president in the entire history of this country, okay? They are so after him, and you know why? It's very simple. They're going to lose their ass. They don't want their power base messed with, and that's what Trump is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the new sheriff in town? Okay?
That's right.
These people are shaking in their boots. They are pissing and running down their legs, okay, thinking that, oh, my God, he might get back in there. And if he does, I hope he goes hog wild. I mean, I hope he burns out a whole case of executive kids. You know?
Hog wild. Yeah, we do.
Because that's the
damn
only
right
thing that's going to straighten this country out is a president, like President Trump, to get in there and start opening up some cans of whoop ass. And I ain't talking about cans. I'm talking about super tankers full of whoop ass.
Right, right. Super truckers.
Right.
Well, I'll say this, that people can talk. You know, talk is cheap, as you well know. And he's the only one really on the Republican side who can galvanize people to do anything. I don't see anybody else really in the RNC. They're all a bunch of weak candidates that are running against him. Come on, Nikki Haley. Come on. Really? She's like 0.1% of the vote. She's a non-starter. She's DOA. She's terrible, big globalist. She also took down those Confederate statues. I had never forgotten about that. South Carolina? Oh, yeah. She was the governor.
We don't forget about that.
Yep. Don't ever forget that, America. She took down those Confederate monuments. I'll never let her live that down.
No.
We have a long memory on my show. Well,
it is what it is.
You know, we'll see what happens.
That's exactly right. That is exactly why that we need to point these people out almost on a daily basis. Shame them. I mean, shame them to no end, okay? Because these people are evil. You're fighting evil here. President Trump is fighting evil.
I know.
Okay? These people, just like the doctor of common sense has always stated, these people are demonic possessed, okay? All of them, okay? Show me one that's not. because if they weren't, they would not be trying to put the probably the, one of the greatest presidents in prison or in jail and trying to demise America. That's anti-American. That's a commie. That's a commie bastard. Go ahead.
I agree. God, great call, Grenzlinger. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Have a great night. Thank you very much.
All right, later.
You know, America on my show has got, you have the right to speak and express yourself. I believe you have an express right to do that. And remember, it's not MEGA, make Israel great again. It's MAGA, make America great again. And a great, great line to the chat room. Very, very vivid. What's going on? A lot of good clever comments. Loving a Catwoman. We've got Lincoln in Flyover Country. We all live in Flyover Country at this time. We got the Gunslinger. A few others were on the line. They dropped off. Again, if you want to call the show, 563-999-3437. Gunslinger has left the building.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
Love that. Let's get to the Gladiator in North Phoenix. He's been on hold for a little bit here. Gladiator, welcome to the Von Wehen Show. How you doing, sir? Are you there? I can barely hear you, man. Are you there? Am I on speaker? Oh, wait a minute here. Are you there? Can't hear you in my mic. You got to get on the phone directly. There we go. There we go. Yeah, no speakerphone when I'm calling in. How you doing, buddy?
Sorry, dude. I was finishing something here at the ranch before.
Oh, no problem. No problem, man.
My
a lot going on.
A lot going on, man. We're like 2-3 weeks away from hopefully the best baby in the country, Arabian horse wise, right? So.
Yeah, man.
Been listening to, you know, Scotch and Gunn, and you know it's crazy, bro. But I heard a comedian say something amazing two nights ago on the Gutfeld show on Fox, and he said, "Look,
I want to hear it."
All right, so over the course of 2 days, Donald Trump gets on his private jet, leaves his beautiful Mar-a-Lago resort, gets on his private jet, flies to New York, goes to his penthouse in New York City, wakes up the next day, turns himself in, gets indicted, fingerprinted, brought into court, released on his own recognizance. Then he gets into his jet, flies home, does a beautiful speech at the Mar-a-Lago resort. This is a course of 48 hours. While he's getting fingerprinted and facing the judge, at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in New York City, a Manhattan judge gavels down that Stormy Daniels owes $121,000 to Donald Trump for the exact crime, quote-unquote crime, of legal fees that Donald Trump's getting indicted for. Stormy Daniels owes $121,000 of legal fees to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So the comedian said, those 48 hours, those 2 days, are better than every single two-day combination of my entire life, because the guy, penthouse, to court, back to the penthouse, made $121,000 while getting indicted and arrested. He goes,
right.
the guy's going to court and making money, like on the defendant's side, like in on the plaintiff's side, he's making money. And
that was awesome.
Crazy.
I thought the same thing. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you know this is only fodder to distract America from China, Russia, how we're weak, the economy. You know, I saw eggs are $9.99 in some states for a dozen eggs. Gas is $4.50 mm-hmm. here in Arizona. It's going over to $5 plus for Memorial Day, July 4th. You know what's happening.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, you know. I mean, and you know, it's just distraction because they want to distract from the issue at hand, and we're actually not paying attention to the bouncing ball because they're throwing the light show above the bouncing ball. You know, our economy is in shambles. Crime is up everywhere. In Chicago, they went from a left hardcore liberal Lightfoot, you know, mayor who couldn't even win her nomination again against other Democrats, and then put the leftist wingist left of her as a mayor, and their crime has doubled in the last year overall. Murders are up 22%. Car theft is up, you know, 100%. Arson is up 400%. I mean,
the economy's bad. You got some old buildings on a fire and collect that insurance money. Sure.
This is the defund police guy who won the election against the moderate Democrat. Not only that, but he wants to not send police to domestic violence calls, which are the second most dangerous call to any house. I know. I was a sheriff for 6 years. Second most dangerous call is a domestic violence call because most of the time somebody's got a gun, okay? So he doesn't want to send police in the Chicago metro area to that. He wants to send a guidance counselor, okay, a community counselor to those. So you're going to send a community counselor to get shot because they're not going to have a weapon. And you think community counselors are going to want to go to domestic violence calls? They're going to go, screw you. So then no call, nobody's gonna go. So whoever's got the gun, whether the girl, girlfriend or wife grabbed the husband's gun and is pointing it, or if the husband or boyfriend has the gun, somebody's going to pull the freaking trigger because nobody's going to show up to cool it down. This guy's crime is going to go through the roof. Murders are going to go up by – I definitely think they're going to go up by 67% underneath his tutelage. I think arson's already up 400%, so let's do 50% more, 600%. And car thefts are up 107%. I say car thefts go from 107% rise to 171% rise. Mark my word,
Paul,
it's going to happen.
I always say, this is when times are good. This is when times are good.
No, they're not really good.
It's relatively
good.
They're not good, but I mean we haven't seen the implosion yet. You know, it is a free fall, but
it's a free fall. We got 2.1 million people coming over the border in Mexico. We now have a problem at the Canadian border with people crossing. The economy is in shambles. The dollar is worthless. We have zero gas and oil in the country right now. China and Russia are now best buddies. That's a bromance. I mean, this is a free fall. Times are not good. I don't know who's in good times. Times are not good. Our buying power has been shut down.
Yeah.
Literally be about 41% of what our buying power was under Trump. So we lost 59% of our buying power.
Absolutely.
It's in shambles. And it's going to get
worse. I know,
worse.
It's a controlled demolition of America. I've always said that.
But here's what I always say for these people. These people are voting left of left of left of left, and they get what they deserve. Chicago is getting what they deserve. New York's getting what they deserve. Philadelphia is getting what they deserve. Baltimore is getting what they deserve. Washington, D.C. is getting what they deserve. Portland's getting what they deserve. All these left-wing voting public who are putting these left-wing liberal idiots in, they're getting what they deserve. And we have to be super careful here because we have a left-wing nut mayor in Phoenix and a left-wing nut governor who vetoed, I sent you the text message, her 27th bill in a row. She vetoes the Republican House and Senate here on every single bill. You're telling me there's 27 horrible bills that our elected officials are putting together for us, the citizens? There's not one of those 27 that's a good bill?
Well, that's why I always say elections have consequences, right? They have consequences.
Well, And one other thing that I see on the news. So they're like, yeah, so people are leaving Portland. They're leaving Chicago. They're leaving New York. And, you know, shame on those cities. And I'm like, yeah, but they're moving to Florida, Texas, Arizona. And guess what they bring with them, Vaughn?
Their politics.
Exactly. So that's why everybody's turning blue, because these assholes, they voted everybody in blue. It went to hell in a handbasket. And then they're coming here, and they're still voting blue because they're fucking assholes. Pardon my French.
That's right.
I speak French.
That's right. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're spot on. That's what they do. When they move, they want to move to a better place. Well, a lot of the better places are red states. They never change. Oh, they go, oh, this is nice. Low crime, great housing, good schools for my kids. Wonderful. They move in, and they never change their voting habits. And they still vote blue,
never.
Blue, 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 blue. And then we're stuck with all these crazy Democrats now that are in red states. That's right.
And then they destroy the red areas and make them blue again.
Then they
you
want
know?
To move again. They are locusts. I call them biblical locusts.
We're all going to have to move to Idaho. Every one of us. We're all going to have to move to Idaho.
I'm game.
Democrats don't want to
what
move.
A great step.
They don't want to move to Idaho. Democrats don't want to move there. They want to
That's
move
right.
Florida, Texas, Arizona. They want to go warm climate, get out of that cold liberal that they put in, and go vote more liberal in. But because the weather's fine and the crime's low, and then they destroy it. But we're all going to have to go to Idaho, and we're going to have to put a wall up in Idaho. You can't get in. You got to show us that you're a registered Republican. That's the card we need. Got to show voter ID.
Well, the thing
ID.
Is, you're right. I mean, the Democrats are like biblical locusts, and it's too bad the states don't have control over who comes in. That's why, well, this is part of being our multicultural free society, right, which is working out great, not. And the thing is we have no control over who can move in here. And in the new country, I always tell people, when this implodes, and eventually it will, no country's ever stood the test of time. When it implodes, there will be numbers, or there will be ways to prevent these people from moving in. There will be real borders. And I see the balkanization of America. I've always said that. We're not going to hold together. It's not going to happen. There's no way. And it can't.
So
it cannot. This trajectory is not sustainable going forward.
And the last point I'll make is your two favorite companies, Anheuser-Busch and Nike.
I hate
those.
Their
favorite.
Yeah, I know, right? I hate them both.
So their favorite celebrity endorser now is, what's his name, Dylan, right? Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender.
Sure.
Just made
yep.
millions of dollars. Now here's the third company, which it boggles my mind. Like, why would this company pay this young man who wants to be a young girl? Why did Tampax pay him $1 million for an endorsement? What is he doing with Tampax?
Well, what he's doing is he created a new market. He's got the transgender men buying it, whether they need it or not. See, what they get in a weird, weird way, they opened up, I'm telling you, they're just going to buy it to buy it. Because they want to say, I bought it, and I own it, and I have it. That's all it is. It's nothing more. It's bizarre, but they have, in a weird way, created a new market segment, which will now bode well for them. Don't get me wrong. It's all smoke and mirrors and BS.
I love how Kid Rock put a mountain of Bud Light together and then blew it with dynamite. That was great.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Love that. Well,
that
he went out there on his ranch and with his machine gun, and he blew away the Bud Light cans. Hilarious. Saw that. Love that video. One of his best videos ever.
Yeah, that was great.
That was great. Oh, I know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, and we're watching this. We're watching the fall of Rome. We're watching it burn.
That's right, man. The Huns have invaded. Attila has taken over. That's it.
No doubt. Yeah. Paul, great call, man, as always. Thanks a lot. Have a great night, buddy.
All right, man. Good night, everybody. Bye.
You bet. Paul the Gladiator, folks, from North Phoenix. Great, great call. A lot's going on, right? Well, we have to get to some more calls here. And It's just amazing when you look at this stuff. And it's so bad, it's actually kind of funny. I've always said that. It's like the best of both worlds and the worst of all worlds all at once colliding with each other. And, well, we'll get to we have Brett the Surfer on next. We'll see if we can get him on, okay? Breath the Surfer going once. Breath the Surfer going twice. Is he there or is he AWOL? Is he on the surf? Is he on the beach? Brett, we can't hear you, man. Are you taking care of the wife and kids? Okay, well, we tried. Again, folks, you got to be patient. You got to be ready to go, to stand and deliver when called upon. Brett, if you're there, call back. We'll try and get you on next week's show, maybe. Can't hear a thing. Well, it is what it is. Gosh, man. Some great comments in the chat room. People are, you know, Alika made a good comment. It's not MEGA making Israel great again. It's MAGA making America great again. You know? People are calling Trump a degenerate. Okay, get off your soapbox. Guys and gals, no one's perfect. Everyone's a sinner. A great comment that I've always said is that I never saw God on the ballot. Did you? Is God on the presidential ballot? Is a saint? One thing I like about Trump is he's not an altar boy. We don't want an altar boy as the president. I don't want altar boys to run much of anything. They're great. I have no problem with altar boys, but Trump's not an altar boy. So get over it. Get over yourselves. So he had sex with his porn star 10, 15, 20 years ago. Nobody cares. He's a billionaire. What do you expect him to do? Sit around and play checkers? Write poems? Talk about policy? Come on. I mean, look, we don't live in the world you think we live in. We live in Weimar America, okay? Our politicians come from Weimar America, right, left, and indifferent. We don't have saints as candidates. Everyone's always looking for this squeaky, clean candidate with a perfect record, perfect voting record, perfect driving record. Perfection doesn't exist in this world. Did you get the memo? Did you get the memo, America? Look, there's things that Trump did that I don't like Operation Warp Speed. I don't like his COVID vaccine crap. I don't. And I've said that emphatically. Other things I don't like, but overall, he was the better choice. Is he perfect? No. Far from what I want, ideally, as president. He's a good start. I always said Trump's a good start in the right direction. His job was to write America, write the ship. His job also was to win re-election. He won it, but they stole it from him, in my view. All the facts are in. I never seen any facts to convince me that millions of Americans pulled the lever for Joe Biden. I'll never believe that. He had a campaign in his basement. His rallies were barely 100 people, meaning that that guy won the presidency. I'm not buying it. Just not buying it. I don't care what you say or what you do or what you think. Not buying it. Well, let's see if Brett's back. If he is, we'll get him on. If not, we will push on. Brett, are you there? Your second chance. Okay, he's AWOL. Brett, we tried twice now. Well, let's get over to the Irish pirate here in a moment, and we will talk with our tech wizard about what he's been working on. Irish pirate, welcome to the Von Weehunt Show. How you doing, sir?
Doing fine, Von Weehunt. And wow, the news is so prevalent.
Isn't
last
it?
Week or so.
Crazy.
There's a lot of things.
I know.
A lot of things have slipped through the cracks.
Yes.
And so
yes.
The big one that happened today is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joined, he filed a thing. He's going to be a presidential candidate running against Biden. I mean, they're going to have to cheat against him.
I mentioned that.
Guy,
yeah.
I mean, he's pro-vaccine, but he's definitely pro. It better be clean. It's got to be government perfect. I mean, he believes that can be done. More power to him. He also wrote that book about the real Fauci. He's done a lot of really, really good things. And so he is some people thought that Tulsi Gabbard was going to be the believable Democrat. that didn't come to pass.
Right.
But I think RFK Jr. is definitely going to shore up some of the labor left votes that were looking for someone that they could believe in. Because nobody else is believable in the Democrat Party, quite frankly. And RFK has stood for what he has stood for quite some time. And so I think it's really cool that he's in there, because that if you live in one of those states, because Arizona is not one of them, where Von Weehunt and I are at, we have to, when the primary comes, we have to vote just simply because we know the Democrat Party is going to cheat, but we want them to cheat him. If you're going to do that, make it obvious so we can get you before you even get started. Because, that's what we're hearing. As a matter of fact, I heard earlier that I didn't realize that Katie Hobbs has vetoed so many bills already. I was unaware of that. It's not on the news. So you got
me there. He's 27 now.
But I will say, we knew it was going to happen, though. We knew that. I mean, think
we talked about it.
The red light cameras. Think of what happened when the red
we
light
talked
cameras
about it
were
on,
going to be taken away.
On the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When the red light cameras are going to be taken away, and I got to give credit there to Kelly, I call her Kelly Award. She just thought she was going to be given the candidacy and, never say a negative thing about anybody and just win. It's like, that doesn't work here. There's too much negative going on. You can support things that people want, but then they're going to make up something about you. You're going to have to go negative, too. But anyway, she
and Kimberly Yee. One thing I want. I just want to interject for our audience that you're right. And what I want to say is that we predicted that Katie Hobbs would do all of this and more if she won against Carrie Lake.
Yes.
I told you, she will not go with any, and I meant any, Republican bill.
Yeah.
Just would not do it. They're going to veto everything.
She's not even.
Sure.
Yeah, she's not even a person. She's a bot. She just literally goes left. She cannot be persuaded, be a lever that swings to the left only. And there are going to be more and more candidates like that since they're getting away with what they're getting away with now. Unless you, again, start from your bedroom and work out. You're going to have to work local and make your area. And that's why when you're talking about balkanization of America, that's going to have to happen now. Because they're just coming out Banana Republic style. And it's not just America.
Sure.
I mean, Bolsonaro just went back to Brazil because he got recalled. He's being rung up on some stupid charge that isn't real.
That's right. The left is on the march. They're on the march.
I don't
I've talked about that.
He's doing about it, but he's got one too. They don't, you know, the WEF, the United Nations doesn't like him either. And so they're trying to make sure it's, and it's, everybody keeps saying, oh, it's got to be something now. Well, if Trump gets exactly what they think is coming to him, the actual sentencing, you know, the actual rolling over of this whole thing would happen in December. People are just thinking it's got to be something that's happening right now. I got news for you. Yeah, sure, they're going to pull the living daylights out of it. Check their reactions. Is everybody watching more TV or less? Are they, I mean, are they really agreeing with all this stuff? They're going to be running stats on stats on stats. Not very well. They're not good at it either,
right.
But they want to know. It's always been like that. They, you know, they've never come up with anything solid on anybody, really, in the Republican Party.
Right.
They've always wanted to know whether or not the American people would literally go into complete shock just because somebody actually touched one of their precious values or something. And the answer is, I'm steadfast. I read the Bible. It says I should stand for it instead of freak out when somebody tries to touch me there. It's like a third shelf of the refrigerator, according to Sam Kennison. Or no, maybe it was George Carlin. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah, you can't touch me there. And I say, oh, yeah, I'm exposed. I mean, for everything that I'm trying to do, and I'm still in schools for as long as they're going to let me, and that's you know, working wonderfully. As a matter of fact, we're in the, what do you want to call it, the finals now. We're headed towards May, and that's, for me, heck, I can't even go out. Today I was in, what, three stores and got four compliments because I'm wearing a free Alex Jones T-shirt. And
nice.
I've never seen it. Most of them
oh,
don't
that's
even
awesome.
Know that he ever survived. They don't even know that he survived his court trial. I'm trying to tie this together with the Trump thing. They never knew that he survived his court trial. And, in fact, he's alive and getting more people to watch him on Bandod Video than all the other news agencies combined. It's blowing
right.
my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But still, my reaction to it is, so what? I mean, it's who you bring on and what you're talking about. So who right now has got the best thumb on it? I say it's Mike Adams. Mike Adams has been telling people what's going to happen, not when you run out of money, when you run out of any value to the dollar that you're begging and clinging. He's saying all your neighbors, all the people that are in your local neighborhood that are not prepared are going to freak out. And you even
that's
have
right.
to be able to deal with them. And
he's right.
So that's wonderful.
He's right about that.
Over,
we've
yeah,
talked about that, too, for years
been,
on the show.
Yeah, he's been pushing communications. There's different ways to do it.
Good.
He's been pushing alternative
Good.
Energy.
Yes.
I've been studying what Dane Wigington's been into, and I brought some ideas to you, Von Wehunt, because we've been talking about what happens when – you see, the solar panels that originally went up the old model of it, especially, for example, when Wigington was in the Mojave Desert trying to do something for the government – it failed miserably, by the way, which most government projects do.
Right.
Then he took these ideas, improved upon them, retired at age, I think, 33-ish, and went up east of Lake Shasta, found some land where he could take care of the forest, take care of some animals, raise his kids there. And he just thought that would be a tree-hugger lefty, which is really what he was politically at the time. He thought that for sure he'd have the best. He got written up by magazines saying, hey, this guy's got solar. He's got hydropower. He's got wind. He's got everything on his property. And what they're doing to the climate has completely and totally destroyed his ability to take care of his home property. Because wind, and this is on one of his latest broadcasts, and I don't need you to listen to it to get that, or you can. Geoengineeringwatch.org. I mean, if you like to get black pilled, that ain't no red pill. That is a true, qualified black pill. He's trying to
let me interject here with something. Right, and he's got a great show. Absolutely, but wait. Let me just say, and this is a question for you, Irish. Okay, as I interject, because I know once you get on a roll, you are a hard man to stop. So let me tell you this: Do you think? Now, and I've posed this question to many learned people, put it that way. And it goes like this. In America today, as you look in your crystal ball at the future, now I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I just want to know, and I think you have an answer. And I mean very serious here. This is not, do you think
my
that...
My kids ask me a lot of questions. Go for it.
Well, wait. This is good.
Do you think that we can vote our way out of this situation? And again, I hope
no.
that cooler heads prevail.
We brought that up.
What's your answer to that?
The answer is a clear no, because what's happening is they're saying, well, we can get the most trustworthy people available, which some would believe that's RFK Jr., right? I mean, he stands for what he stands for. But the problem you would have is that you still have, for example, machines running, you know, these elections. But there's hope. Something came up this week. Osage County, Missouri, just had an election. I can't even remember what it was for, but they ran one. And they did it all by hand count. They did it all by paper ballot.
Right.
All of it. So anybody that says, oh, we have to have the machines. Shut up. Ask for your money back on these lemon machines and do it the right way or get out of the way. So that would be my answer.
Right.
We need to be forceful because now we know the truth is we don't need the machines. Truthfully, we don't need a bunch of people telling us that we don't know how to run an election. I mean, if we have to do it ourselves, we will. There are people out there that are supposed to be running it. And conversely, the answer to your question, do you really think an honest person, I mean, the most honest person, second to God, would even be able to run an honest election with these machines? The answer is no. That's how I would answer that. You can't do it with a group of people. You can't do it with, no. You have to do it with an honest election, period. And when that happens, yeah, it's going to freak some people out when they find out Trump gets 90% of the vote, which is what would happen right now. I don't know if that'll be true later on when they smear him or, you know, hook him with something. Who cares? I mean, I just want the ballots, to be honest.
Right.
If we just go hand count, hey, try anything you want. I mean, feel free to fool all the people all the time. Didn't work too much for people who thought they could do it to Lincoln. That is Abraham. Yeah, you're not going to fool the other Lincoln either. But most importantly, it's what the American people believe in that matters. And the difference, I've tried to explain this to people this week, the difference between a democracy and a republic that's most important, it's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to go into the big, you know, deep encyclopedia and dictionary definitions of all these things. Just follow the darn thing. That's a republic. It's based on law. It's based on common law. It's based on understandable law. It's based on things that, you know, even the third grade educated people have to be able to understand and use.
Right.
Okay, that's a republic. If you literally don't like somebody, something, somewhere, and you want the government to take care of it, and you really think that somebody way up the food chain is going to suddenly take up your little tiny idea, and we're going to keep voting on it until we get the answer you want, that's a democracy, no matter where you're at.
Right.
And so if you write something down in a democracy, and then something happens that you don't like what's written down, then you turn around and make the emotional appeal, I don't like this. Well, tough. Welcome to my republic. Welcome to the one that says, to the republic which stands. A republic if you can keep it. Yeah, everything says republic. So anybody that's turning around and saying this is a democracy, they want you to rule, but they want to rule you, actually, through your emotion. And I say, possible to have an emotion that's 100% completely invalid? And the answer is yes. And 100% of the time it has fear base in it. So they're going to scare the living daylights out of you if you believe in democracy. That'll be how you get ruled. They're going to scare you to death.
I agree. Great, great caller up against the clock, man.
That would be also my answer to elections.
Okay.
That would be my answer to elections.
Great call. Great answer. Right. Great answer.
And,
we'll look forward to those fun facts.
Oh, yeah, we're working on that. It will be busy, but I am trying to clear out some space. And there's a few other cool things going on, too.
Get some to me if you can by May 1st. We need some new material for the show. Okay? Got to run, big guy. Thanks a lot, Irish. I appreciate the phone call. Have a great night, sir. Thank you so much. Irish Pirate, folks, our tech wizard. Yeah, we're up against the clock here tonight. It's going to be a little bit of a tighter show than usual. Well, don't forget, it's Easter this Sunday. It's the resurrection. Easter, and enjoy your friends, your family, go to brunch, go to church, hang out, relax, do whatever you do. And we don't forget that on my show.
Well, we will talk more in the future. We will meet up next week. I guarantee it. And when I get my studio back up and running, we will, again, have more shows in the future. Folks, thanks a lot for being here tonight. To my Mountain Stronghold in Arizona, I bid you all farewell. Happy Easter. I am the resurrection, is what the Almighty Lord said.
If you believe, then you